We do that. We bring back that spirit. Hello? Clap your hands for Jesus Christ. So let's go into the book of Matthew 18. Verse 19. The Bible says, "Again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." Now give me NIV version, and I want us to read together loud. 1, 2, 3, go read. Again, I tell you.
Ooh.
Again, I tell you. You told me before. If I come to you and then I say again, I'm saying this. It means I said it before, right?
Yes.
It means I said it before. Now we'll look at it. Where did he say it? When he said again, I tell you this. Now we're going to find out, where did he say? How many would like to say, "Prophet, I want to know, how can I pray to get answers immediately?" Can I say, if you want to know that, can I see your hand up? Then I'm talking to the right people in the overflow, in the miracle ground. How many would like to say they would really want today to understand what goes wrong with their prayer? Praise be to God. Now the Bible says, "Again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on anything," sorry, "on earth as touching anything that they shall ask." The word "touching anything" has been removed in many versions. So other versions say, "If you shall two of you shall ask anything," but in King James Version, the Bible says, "As long as," hear this, "again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask," touching anything they shall ask. Hello. Hello. Now, I just want you to see this statement here. The Bible says, "as touching anything." That word can be confused with "in relation." People may think "concerning." Others may think "in relation to what they want to ask." But this is more than that. The Bible says, "in relation to," in relation to, or in, or concerning, or this statement. Rather, the Bible actually says, "as touching." So it's not to do with "in relation" or "concerning," but the Bible says, "in," or "as touching anything they shall ask." The word "ask" there, in the Greek word, when you see in the Greek translation, is actually desire. Somebody say desire.
Desire.
Say it again, desire.
Desire.
So, as touching anything they shall desire. Somebody say desire.
Desire.
Now let's stop there before we even continue. The Bible here says, "if two shall ask anything on earth, as touching to anything they shall desire." Wait, the Bible here does not say something which some of you think it says. We have so many Christians who say, the Bible says, "ask, if two of you shall ask anything, it shall be given." If the two of you shall ask anything in my name, it shall be given. The Bible does not say so. The Bible says, as long as there is a desire. Hello? The Bible does not say, if two of you shall ask anything in my name on earth, it says, if two of you shall ask anything on earth, as touching to anything you shall desire. That word desire there is the most important word that we want to look at. Praise be to God. When you see in the Greek word, it actually says ahiteo or ahiteo. A-H-I-T-E-O, ahiteo. Ahiteo. In the Greek word, ask, which is there, is ahiteo, which means to have a craving, burning desire. Say after me, craving, burning desire. Exactly. So if you are saying, Papa, the Bible says, if we shall ask anything in his name, he shall give it to us. So we are praying. That prayer is powerless. It is as good as singing a song, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. We'll be busy. We are praying. We are fasting in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray for this season to happen. The Bible does not say that. It says if you have a desire. The desire there, in other versions, when we go into Old Testament, it was used as to pant. My soul pants for the Lord. It is a burning, quenching desire. The problem of so many people, the Bible does not say just you to have a desire. It actually says, watch this. The Bible actually says, and again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask or desire, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So the first thing to be done before prayer, there must be a desire. There's a difference between a wish, a thought, and a desire. If you're following, say, Prophet, I'm following. Now, what's the difference? I have seen so many people praying, but they don't know actually what the Bible says. You may be sitting outside there or in here, say, Prophet, yes, yes, I want my child to be delivered. I want healing. But if it is just a want, there'll be no healing. Because Jesus does not say, you just ask him something. He says, if there shall be a desire. I want first of all to plant this to you before, you know, before I take you into another level. Before I even pray with you. There must be a desire. That's why the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. When a desire has fully developed, then you'll find yourself praying. How many are following? How many are following? How many are following? How many are following? Can I continue? All right. So there's a secret here. What is a secret? Desire. The Bible, you can quote the scriptures. You can see the Bible says, ask and I'll give you. The Bible says, if you shall pray together, I will do a miracle. But the Bible says, if only there is a desire. If there is a quenching, a thirst, a burning desire. I need this to happen. I want this thing to happen. I desire this. Now, verse 20. Of the same chapter of Matthew 18. The Bible says what? 1, 2, 3, go read. For where two or three come together in my name, there
I am with them.
Two or three gather together. How many are we here? How many are we here? But what is really happening? That you pray for something and there's no change. Do you know what? And do you know why? It may happen. The prayer partner, your husband or your boyfriend, or the person you are praying with, they have not developed a desire. If I am praying with you for a miracle to happen, I must have the same desire. You must have the same desire. Now, when we have your desire plus my desire, when we pray, that's what Jesus is talking about. It does not work when you don't have a desire, or in you what's there is a wish, is a want, because you're under panic. You must pay the debts. You must pay something, or you are under pressure. Pressure is not a desire. The biggest problem here, most Christians are praying with pressure, not desire. Tell your neighbor, what is moving you to pray? Is it pressure? Pain? Or it is a desire? Now, the Bible didn't say anything more than desire. What is a desire? As I said, it's like you are thirsty for something. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you are addicted to smoking, you develop a desire to smoke. Did you hear that? To a level whereby when you see somebody smoking, you don't know the person. You may even ask for him to help you with a cigarette. Somebody has smoked already half. You don't know the person. He has put his saliva on that thing. Okay, give me. Don't behave like you have never smoked. More especially, say it's a desire. So a desire will make you to travel. A desire will make you do some certain things. There is a difference between a desire, a pressure, a want, and a wish. Most Christians, your prayers are centered on pressure, wish, or want. Jesus never said, if you shall wish. No. He said, if you shall ask whatsoever you shall desire. Now let's go into Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark 11, verse 24. King James Version. 1, 2, 3, go read. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you, wait. Whatsoever thing you desire. No. This is why Jesus, he's repeating in the book of Matthew. He says, again, I say unto you. Because he said it somewhere else. Now he's repeating the same statement. The Bible says, whatsoever, give me the scripture. It says, whatsoever, I love this. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever, anything, whatsoever you want. I love this. Whatsoever you desire when you pray. Let's stop there first before we continue. If you don't understand this teaching, trust you me, you end up praying, you'll be like a brass, just like a useless sound. The Bible says, whatsoever you desire. Now, in the book of Mark, Jesus is telling us where must we desire and when must we desire. Then he says, when we pray, there must be a desire as we are in prayer. Now go by the verse. The Bible says, whatsoever things, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, comma, then it gives you the time of that desire. What's the time? when you pray. So in your prayer, there must be a desire of what you are looking for. Not a desire to pray, but a desire to what you are in need of. You desire it to be there. You are looking for the healing to be there. So you are desiring the healing. Now, let me show you something very important here. Let me just show you something very important. What do you do if a person comes to you and grabs your phone? You don't know the person, grabs your phone and walks away. You'd be like, ah, wow. You'd be like, hello. Ah, wow, this person is so professional. What will you do? Come on, what will you do? Huh? Because why? Why? Whose phone is that? Exactly. The moment you have this revelation to know what God says, because God gave everything you're looking for already to you. Did you hear that? All the things of the air, the things of the land, anything you're looking for, God gave you already. But Adam, our forefather, lost it to the enemy. So we are not looking for it. It is ours already. We are looking for restoration. What we had and lost, we are looking for it. Now imagine the devil comes to you, because when you were born, you were born without sickness. You were born without a problem. You were born just you. As you were growing up, you began to find issues and problems. The man that God brought on earth didn't have an issue. When you were born, you had not any problem. But when you were growing up, you began to meet problems. Do you know why? Because you don't know. It's like somebody comes and grabs healing from you and walks away, and you are doing your waving your hand like, wow, it's so professional. When you know it is yours, there is a desire to get it back. When you know this is yours, there is a desire to receive it back. Wait a moment. Watch this. Before we go there, watch this. So I'm looking for a house, or I'm looking for a car. Now, I go into a garage. I see the car, and I go home, and I tell my partner, I saw a wonderful car, and we must pray for a miracle. Listen to me. There will be no any car coming. Go together. Desire it together. Oh, you, this side, they're so slow. Let me try to go this direction. Take your sister with you. Take your prayer partner with you. Go for a house viewing. You look at the house. Both of you must develop a what? A desire. When there is a desire, Mariko Padilla.
I receive.
Se adusha eteka pradigos. Mento fatuya paradia.
I receive.
Heto skaka.
I receive.
Peradia masuve pridia ato.
I receive.
When there is a desire. You see, if he is not interested in the car, don't force the issue. Look for the one both of you will be having. Tell your neighbor, if you shall desire, you shall have it. The Bible says, if you shall desire. Now, go back to scripture. Now, the Bible says, go quicker again. Therefore, I say unto you, one thing soever you desire gives you the time of desiring. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have. But see, the most important statement there is what? Desire. So why are you praying without having? Because you are praying without a desire. You are praying with pressure. You are praying with just a wish or a want. But that's not what the Bible is saying here. This is why Jesus would see a blind man, and he would say to him, what must I do for you? Come on, Jesus, this man is blind. We all know what he's looking for. We want him to see. But he would ask you in order for you to develop a desire. So you must say to yourself, what's the difference between a wish, wants, and desire? What's the difference? The difference is so simple. If you're operating under a wish, if you're operating under a want, it is not something that is coming from deep down your heart. Let me say this to you. There are two different prayer petitions. A person who is looking for a job, most of the times, they don't get a job they desired. Most of the times, students end up with a career they did not desire. How many are saying it's true, what I'm saying? When you were growing up, some of you were pirates. You'd be like, I will be a pirate. When you were growing up, some of you were saying, I'll be a teacher. Some of you are saying, I'll be a soldier. Some of you a lawyer. Some of you, I want to study psychology. But as you are moving with life, hello? As you are moving with life, things began to change. What started changing? Your desire. A want. You may want to get married because of things around the marriage. There are reasons why people get married. Some get married because they're growing old. That's not the desire. That's pressure. So even if I pray for you, nothing will happen. Because we are praying on the foundation of pressure. But Major One delivered me. We didn't deliver you. You are still undelivered. Until you develop what? A desire to get married. Wait, so what's the difference? Desire has got a meaning in it. You desire something for a purpose. But want or pressure comes because you're under panic. Why do you want to get married? Because everybody's asking me, when are you getting married? That's pressure. That's not desire. Why do you want to get married? Oh, prophet, I want to get married because I have this fantasy of this wedding dress. Oh, my, I can't wait. I want to have this royal wedding. I'm just thinking helicopter, horses. Oh, my goodness. That's not a desire. That's a what? That's a want. It's not pressure. It's just a want. So you're praying for something. In your mind, you've got a picture. You've got a vision of a wedding day. You are forgetting. Marriage is not a wedding day. Marriage is when everybody has left the wedding venue. What are you asking for mainly? Are you asking for the day? Are you asking just for the sake of a ring? Are you asking, what are you asking for? All right, we'll give you a wedding. You have the wedding. That's what you wanted. I want to get married. Hey, it's not about getting married. After getting married, the question is, so what? That you are married. This was your prayer request. I want to get married. You are married. So what? I want a car. I want a car. Okay, God has given you a car. So what? So the biggest problem is we have got people who are in church today under pressure, under want, under a wish. So because it is just a want, it does not come from your heart. It is just a fantasy. You see yourself in a nice car. You see yourself in a nice house. So anything out of your mind, God has nothing to do with it. He is near to those who are broken in spirit. It must come from your spirit. It must come from your desire. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you see, somebody coming on the prayer line, what do you want? Oh, Major, I want to get married. Why do you want to get married? Ish, Papa, my mom is asking me every day. That's pressure. Tell your neighbor, I don't want to get married because of pressure. I don't want to have a miracle because of pressure. But because I desire it. So Jesus says, whatsoever thing you desire, say after me, whatsoever thing I desire. Exactly. So you see, people just say, the Bible says, whatsoever you want. It's not the want which is used there. It's desire. Ahiteo, which means to develop a burning sensation of desire in order to acquire something for a certain mission or purpose. Deliver my mother. Huh? Deliver my mother. Just from nowhere. Just deliver my mother. Just like that. Deliver my brother. Yeah? You must develop a desire to see your brother delivered.